Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Auntie Pat joins us next. Minister of Tourism, Patricia de Lille. Haven't spoken to her since my time in Cape Town. We're speaking about her portfolio and how this fresh tourism white paper aims to transform the industry of tourism. Tourism has, well, every industry or every department would have a policy white paper that's written about it. And as she highlighted a couple of days ago, tourism hasn't had a white paper about it in at least a decade. So excited to hear about the findings that she has made. Auntie Pat, or rather Minister of Tourism, Patricia de Lille, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz. How are you doing?
Good to speak to you again. Yeah. I love your earlier comment.
Which one?
I agree with you. No, the one that, I mean, women are the best economists in the world.
Girl!
Because they know how to survive on a very small budget.
Thank you.
There's enough evidence to show that they pay that loan.
100%.
Even if it's small loans. So I think the perception is wrong.
I do think so. And girl, I'm sorry to call you girl. You know this is an affectionate term. But,
yes.
You know, sister, I'm saying to you, one of the things that you and I know very well, and that is known in United Nations data, you give a dollar to a woman versus any,
yes.
And certainly a black or woman of color versus any other, they will stretch it further than any other gender group or
100%.
Demographic group in the world.
100%.
Exactly. Anyways.
You know, these are just anecdotal things. We live in a patriarchal society.
We do.
And they build up perceptions. And we just have to continue to fight it back and say, you know, you're wrong.
So start with doing that with me for tourism, because that's what you're doing every day. What's happening with this fresh white paper on the industry? Very exciting. You've had numerous roles in this country, not only as premier, mayor, or at least leader of the Western Cape for DA, and of course now in ministerial positions before as public works and infrastructure and now tourism. You have a plethora of perspectives on this country. And one of the things that stuck out the most about this particular white paper was your focus on criminality against tourists. And I don't want to have a bone to pick with you until you tell me why.
You know, I have just issued this statement, and I don't want to accuse people that they're not able to read or look at the context. You know, recent media reports, and my concern is the mainstream media is competing with tabloids and want to also sensationalize. And I know best in all my political life that you don't fight with the fourth estate that I in charge of 100 million barrels of ink. But I do have to correct it. You know, the white paper process has to go through a lot of consultation, public consultation. We had over 3,500 submissions, and people all make proposals. So the white paper, if we don't include what people are asking us to consider, then we're also accused of not listening to the public. But the white paper states it very clearly. One of the proposals is that a dedicated tourism safety support in partnership with law enforcement agencies at all levels to investigate the establishment of a specialized unit with capacity for focus, preventative measures, and the swift resolution of incidents involving tourists.
Okay.
We regret the attack on any tourist, whether it is international or whether it is local. You know, our domestic tourism, the freeway, is the bedrock of our tourism sector.
I think so.
Just last year, yes.
I think domestic more than international. Tourism,
exactly. But the proof is there. Last year, domestic tourism in 2023 added 121 billion into our economy, when the international tourists only contributed 95 billion. We also created 1.7 million jobs. So the mandate to keep all South Africans safe, including our tourists, is with the South African police services. And that is why we are working together with them. We are not saying that tourists are more important. A life lost is one life lost too many. So I don't know how a very reputable, supposed to be credible analyst, but you know, analysts also just wake up one morning and declare themselves analysts. But I tell you what we've done as government. We invested 174 million rand last year to train tourism safety monitors. So, and we employed 2,300 young people, and we deployed them to all of the so-called tourism hotspots.
Okay.
So I just wanted to correct that. It is a proposal in the white paper that we must investigate the possibility of a specialized unit.
So Minister,
not to say that we must establish one.
Not to shut you down, but we do have limited time. So I want to say,
yes,
understood. Thank you for clarifying that. Now that you've corrected us, now that you've corrected us as media and other people who have spoken out to emphasize that part of the white paper, can I give you an opportunity to tell us what part of the white paper, what part of the white paper matters to you most? What's the biggest thing you want us to take away from this?
Well, definitely it is transformation. You know, we in the white paper, we identify the policy objectives. We identify the problem statement. And having identified that, we then came up with policy proposals. How, you know, to bring some remedial action. So what we are doing already as the Department of Tourism is that tourism industry need to align all our policies to the amended tourism BBBW codes. And we look at how we can strengthen it. We've got a transformation council. I've just recently appointed a new board, and the board is chaired by Dr. Eddie Corsa.
Okay.
Then we've also looked at the enterprises and the supplier database, which is a crucial lever that we can use for transformation.
Minister.
And then we then started implementing. Because, you know, policy proposals is one thing, but you also need to implement to show that you are driving the policy in a direction that can bring a transformation. So from the department, we've got a tourism...
I'm so sorry, Minister.
Sorry.
Just specify for me. So when you say transformation is an area and the new codes... Is tourism that far off? And I'm asking you in the context of, I remember during lockdown when the tourism ministry under a previous minister, not you, was trying to give some kind of relief to tourism operators. They had to meet a BEE or an EEA code that many felt they didn't. Have we not closed that gap as yet? Is that why you're trying to meet the transformation targets?
Yeah, unfortunately, what happened at the time, the Department of Tourism had two plans to support tourism businesses that were, I mean, the tourism sector, we were the worst affected by COVID-19.
No, sure.
Then there was a tourism relief fund, and about at least 10,000 tourism businesses benefited from them. But then the then minister also started a tourism equity fund of 1.2 billion rand. And that fund was challenged by AfriForum and Solidarity, because the then minister said that to qualify for the fund, you must be 51% black ownership. But the legislation only says 30%. So government lost that case. When I became the minister in 2023, I approached the organizations to settle. And then we settled and we were able to release the 1.2 billion rand.
Mm-hmm.
And then government must stay with what is in the act, which is 30%. So that is the Tourism Equity Fund.
And that's what you're aiming for now when you say transformation is important.
Yes.
You're aiming for the 30%, yes?
Yes. So, okay. But we also, Cabinet decided that 80% of the 1.2 billion rand must go, or the equity fund must go towards existing businesses to grow. So we give them equity. For how long must our people remain small, medium enterprises? And the other 20% must be spent on start-up businesses. So that is what we are implementing now. But over and above the equity fund, we've got a tourism transformation fund of about 50 million rand. We still have got, I checked this afternoon, we still have got about 30 million left in that fund. And then there are a number of small beneficiaries that apply. And, of course, the Tourism Transformation Council.
What do they get, Minister, out of that 30 million or previously 50 million fund? And how do they qualify?
Well, first of all, I will, you know what I was, I'll say to you offline.
Okay.
Because I think the government, we are very bad in communication. I will come on one night and then I will tell exactly how people can apply for the Tourism Equity Fund, how they can apply for the Tourism Transformation Fund. Because, you know, every year we have to account to the Auditor General how mm-hmm. we spend this money.
She'll be here tomorrow, so you better account now.
Hey?
She'll be on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No. I respect the AG.
Me too.
I work very closely with her. But then we've also got incentive programs. You know,
yes.
We've got the Green Incentive Program where we are assisting small establishments like guest houses and hotels and that to green and to retrofit their establishment so that, you know, it reduces their overhead costs. That's part of transformation. And so far we have approved 34.4 million to about 49 establishments. I have visited two of them in Ukololeni just recently. Then we've got another incentive program. Now with the green incentive, we provide grants up to 1 million rand.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is important, Refilwe, market access support program. You can have the best tourism program. I know, I'm sure you know this,
mm-hmm.
that, but if you don't have market access, then you're not able to sell yourself. So just in the first 100 days, we provided 15 million rand to 160 SMMEs to participate in various international and domestic shows.
Okay.
You know, the trade fairs to engage with buyers.
Auntie Pat?
And it's been very, very successful.
Auntie Pat met Liefde. I'm going to cut that off now. Only because we are going to invite you back to continue this conversation.
Yes, I will be very happy
give me 30 seconds.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Of course, give me 20 seconds of your perspective on the remote work visa before I go to my next guest who will be discussing that. How do you feel about that as a tourism minister? You must love it.
Well, it's happening all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy with the progress that we've made with the Department of Home Affairs. And we are happy with the progress that we've made with the visas. Very soon there will be announcement around visas for India and China.
Wow.
And then next year I'm also going to Nigeria. We are mm-hmm. looking at the big source markets that can bring in more tourist arrivals into our country. Because my target that I got from the president and my performance agreement is that we must ensure that by 2029, 15 million tourists visit our country.
Sure.
And I'm very determined to achieve that outcome.
All right.
But
Minister,
thank you for the opportunity.
Always.
And I'd love to talk to you soon.
Likewise. Lots of love. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Minister
Patricia De Lille, Minister of Tourism, right there, giving you your her perspective on not only the white paper.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.